When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, we're back with more as we round third, head home here as the Pittsburgh Steelers are back on the practice field today, getting ready for their Monday night game against the Houston Texans and what is an underdog role. They're surprising. I didn't expect it to be this big. I think it's 4.5 or maybe 5, depending on where you look. I expect it to be a little closer than that. We will be hearing here from Jeff Hathorn, sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. In fact, he's on the line right now. So, Jeff Hathorn, how are you, number one? And number two, any significant developments over there today?
Hello, gents. No, it's actually been, pretty good. We heard from Mike the other day. Everybody's healthy. When I say healthy, I say that with quotes because a lot of them are banged up. But
right.
There isn't anyone that's been ruled out. And yeah, and it's a beautiful day, so you get to practice outside. I know you probably haven't been outside in the last little while. You should tee it up at like 2:05, Bob.
I would love to. I know Joe could and probably will. I can't do that, Jeff, but Joe.
I'm not talking to you for the rest of the show, Bob. Every time I've tried to address you between segments, I can't get your attention. You're on your phone, just like
you,
my daughter. Yes,
me?
I'm trying to tell you stuff and
please,
you won't
please,
pay
please.
Attention.
I have talked to you repeatedly. When you're I've never, Jeff,
I've
you know him.
I've launched
have
into four ever, different stories today, and your attention span
found
is...
found a person who is so focused to the point where you could tell him, your house is on fire, Joe, you won't get a response.
I guess it's just my own medicine, Jeff, but it's I'm telling you, it's been chronic and somewhat insulting today.
That's all BS. Come on now.
No, I did. I was trying to tell you the Pirate wildcard story earlier, and I literally couldn't get your attention.
Okay,
Jeff,
we're taking
Jeff's
time
Jeff,
away
I'm
from
I'm sorry, me. We're taking your time away from you.
I'm sorry, were you guys talking?
What else is the story of the week over there? DK Metcalf, I suppose, yes?
Yeah, having Metcalf back in drills, and, he was genuinely excited and said that he couldn't watch the second half of the Browns game. Like, he felt responsible for it. So he's someone that's getting a second lease. He's getting another opportunity. He's performed very well in his playoff chances to date. And, it's a challenge against this Houston defense, but, man, he's kind of like, of all the people out there, you can imagine, he's not 2 weeks off, none of that wear and tear, the body feels fresh, he's ready to go.
Well, they need that. Even if, you don't even need to have the kind of stat line that you would expect from someone like him, but his presence, doesn't it affect the way Houston has to account for what they do defensively?
Absolutely. We saw them really utilize, especially against Detroit, them find ways to get Gainwell involved because of the concern that Detroit had over where Metcalf was going to be. And I think a similar thing could happen against Houston. He doesn't need to have 8 catches for 90 yards to have a huge impact in this game. He could have 3 catches, but if he's drawing the defense over to his side and allowing others, including Freiermuth, who they found him a few times in that Ravens game. So, he doesn't, the numbers may not truly show what his impact could be with this offense on Monday night.
It seems like everything that's happening there, the sort of magic that they've captured, Jeff, is sort of emanating from Aaron Rodgers. But that's from the outside. Like, I'm not in that room these days. Is that the vibe that you get?
I think he brings a confidence to the group, and he has from the beginning, but you know, they've seen him now. I mean, you hear the stories. You watch it on TV. You see Aaron have these comebacks, or you watch stuff on NFL films of games where Aaron Rodgers goes off. But then you see it in those situations where they had to come back multiple times against Baltimore. The season's over, and he just delivered. And he delivered confidently and calmly. And guys have talked about that over and over again, about his presence and how that just settles you down, that you don't even realize the size of the moment. I mean, you do in the back of your mind, but you can perform like it's another play because the quarterback leads that. The quarterback has big eyes, or he looks concerned, or he's freaking out. Aside from an occasional play call here or there, if he's freaking out, then the tendency would be for the guys around him to, and he doesn't. And along with that, he's also delivered. I think Russell Wilson said a lot of good things in the huddle, but he didn't deliver. Well, Aaron has delivered for the most part. Yeah, the Browns game, he didn't. But in Detroit, against Baltimore, like when they needed him, he made plays.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Absolutely did. And so did Calvin Austin when they needed him last week to make some plays. And I've noticed in bigger games, bigger times, he's come up big for them. And I know that he should benefit from having number four around, but also Freiermuth. It seems like if you go back even to the Cleveland game, which they lost, Jeff, right before halftime, they needed him with the ball. Who'd they go to? Middle of the seam. It's number 88. And then at the end of the game, when they needed to move into a potential touchdown position, they went to him. And they did it again in this game. I can only imagine that his number should be going higher in usage.
For 15 weeks, we discussed the redundancy of the tight end room. Well, now with Darnell gone, to have Freiermuth, and then maybe someday, I know we've gone over the Jonnu numbers a lot of times, but maybe someday teams are going to forget about him, and he's going to have some opportunities to make some plays. He's still very good run after the catch. So, yeah, with Pat and some of the throws that Aaron made to get him, it's not like Pat was running open as much as I think Aaron threw him open. He threw Thielen open. Mm-hmm. And that's another – I mean, guys, you go into this game probably since – and not just because it was a home game, but probably not since 2020 did you go in feeling like you had an advantage at quarterback. Now you do. I know C.J. Stroud's a young player, and he's had some good playoff games, but – don't you feel like the Steelers have the advantage at quarterback for the first time in like 6 years when they've gone into one of these scenarios?
I do in this game.
In this game, I do too.
So, Jeff, your thoughts on Mike McDaniel and the interest that the Browns reportedly have in him, and also the whole Harbaugh saga?
I don't get I mean, you got to do your due diligence. I don't get McDaniel. I mean, if I would give McDaniel praise, it would be for his team not giving up when the situation was bleak and pretty much beyond them salvaging a year. I mean, their team didn't give up. That's nice. I don't know if looking at some of the other options you have out there or looking at someone else who might be an up-and-comer. I mean, Cleveland would seem like a perfect place to bring someone like that as opposed to retreading somebody else, not that McDaniels is 70 years old, if you get my point. I think this with Harbaugh, here's the difference. I look at Harbaugh and Tomlin. While, you know, if that kick is good, you're having these talks about Tomlin. Harbaugh had their all-time best quarterback, their all-time best running back, and couldn't do anything with it. So that's why I think the urgency was even more with Baltimore. Like, hey, you've had these guys for a couple of years. There are some big names that are out of the postseason. You know, Allen's going on the road. Like, how you couldn't put this team in position or get them through and into the postseason, that's what cost him his game. It's because of the players that he had right now. And I think with Tomlin, he doesn't have the all-time best Steeler quarterback. He doesn't have the all-time best running back, even though you like both of those tailbacks. That's where I think the difference is a little bit with John and why they just felt like they had to make a move.
All right, real quick about this Houston game here, Jeff. It looks to me like, obviously, Houston is favored, and they're favored mostly because of their defense. What do the Steelers have to do in this game offensively to try to take advantage of that one? Because I think they know that Aaron Rodgers, despite what we saw last week in the 120-yard run, he's not one to just get out of the pocket and do it. They have guys who can run you down. How do you stop that pass rush, which doesn't need to blitz to get to the quarterback?
You got to win first and second down. Like, you can't put yourself in a position where you're either second and long or more importantly, third and long, because those guys will tee off on you. And it'll be a double-digit loss if you're constantly sitting there in third and seven and plus, because they're really good. And it's not just one. It's multiple guys that can come and get you. And then they have other playmakers on that defense. And that's what they do. They get you in those situations where you got to take chances, and then they finish plays. I mean, 29 turnovers this year is, I mean, being a, what are they, plus 17?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what they're doing forcing turnovers is they're getting teams off schedule on first and second down, and they're allowing those two, Hunter and Anderson, to just go and feast on opposing quarterbacks. And, man, the Steelers can't have that. And even if they have that, they need to know that it's okay at times to just punt the football. Like, don't take chances. They feast on teams taking chances. Not that they want to play generic, not that they don't want to take a shot here or there, but they can't just take needless shots because they're always sitting in third and long.
All right, 2 minutes left, Jeff, and limits. The mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves Jeff Hathorn heartbroken and perhaps heaving with tears.
Jeff, we saw Deshaun Elliott post something cryptic on his Instagram this week. Is there a chance that he could come back for this game?
I don't think so. I don't think for this game, because he would have to go through some – I mean, he hasn't to this point gone through practice time. For this type of game, I know how good he is. It would be – a shock to see him come in this situation. Not that if they didn't advance, that may not happen down the road. But for him to have not been in a practice, not been activated off IR, not started that clock, unless he's hiding somewhere and been working out at some undisclosed location that we don't see, I would be very surprised if you would bring in a guy who hasn't played in a couple of months off maybe a practice or two and put him into this type of game.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And it's cloudy today, high of 52. Mike Webster, low of 34. Andy Russell, fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Hawk.
Thanks, boys.
See you, buddy.
Have a good day.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got a pick there, oh, limitless wonder? Maybe the Cleveland Browns. How about that?
The Cleveland Browns and Malzi are my pick.
And Malzi, right, Bob? I'm taking limits, intern Dom and Donnie Football out for a nice steak dinner tonight because of a trivia question that intern Dom answered recently, Bob. Should I put a limit on sides and desserts and drinks?
Drinks.
Yeah.
I would put a limit on that.
You think Donnie Football is going to order some flaming rum drink or something, like a $10 drink? I hope not.
There is no such thing as a $10 drink. Not there. Everything will be at least 15 to 18.
No drinks limits outside of
just one.
Club soda.
Club soda?
Or beer. if you want a beer, you can have one. Draft.
I'm going to limit myself today, Bob.
That's because his name is Limits.
See, you're already ruining the dinner. I don't want anybody limiting
themselves.
We tried
to call an audible here because we know how much of a tab we might run up for Joe, so we tried to call an audible.
Who just lost one of his jobs.
I'm going to tell you this.
We have to go, Bob. People are going to be mad.
Shared items are very important.
Shared items are fun. Last year, Donnie ordered Brussels sprouts and mashed potatoes for the table.
For the table, yes.
That was too much.
And some mac and cheese.
See? Mm. Lobster mac and cheese. If you're going to spend Starkey money, this is where you do it.
We'll see.
Lobster mac and
cheese. And the sweet potato crumble is a must.
Maybe we'll get Joe in the moment, and we'll end up having a big feast. Who knows?
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you at 6:30.
See you tonight.
See you guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.